How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I'm your host, Matthew Morgan, and today we are just talking, like I said, a couple of football stories, nothing insane, so let's get those out of the way real fast. I think his name is Brian Greer. The Dolphins GM was fired by the owner, as you might suspect. So, yeah. Brian Greer is fired as the Dolphins GM, and they put... Chris Greer, I don't know. Champ Kelly to serve as interim GM. There you go. So, the Dolphins general manager has been fired, and it's probably for the best. They have said that Mike McDaniel is going to be the head coach for at least the remainder of the season. I think he's probably going to be fired. I mean, maybe they're going to see if the new GM can do something. But I doubt that works. I mean, the Dolphins got absolutely cooked by the Ravens. 28-6, Lamar had an incredible game. 18 for 23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tua, not so great. More yards, but he had an interception. But he also threw the ball 17 more times. So yeah, I mean, rough for the Dolphins. Also, allegedly the Eagles are willing to offer the Browns, or give the Browns, I guess they have offered, 2 first-round picks in exchange for Myles Garrett, which would be quite good for the Eagles, and I think that might put them back. Well, I mean, I guess they never lost Super Bowl contention, but I think they could be better off to do that. So, I mean, that's all I really wanted to talk about. There's nothing... Like I said, all that crazy. Drake May is in the MVP race. Felt the need to throw that in there. Drake May, the quarterback at the Patriots, is in the MVP race. But I think that's it. So with that being said, I wanted to mention that we did have Halloween here during the Halloween time, in which we gave a candy away, which was bought by the Industrial Channel. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, I was watching football 2 or 3 weeks ago and seen Bill Belichick coach and college team. Did he quit the Patriots or are they releasing?
Bill Belichick was, I mean, I don't know exactly how it went down, but I think they just didn't re-sign him. The Falcons were looking at Bill Belichick, but he wasn't even in their first option. I think he was third option, if I recall correctly.
Was Andy Reid going to retire?
Andy Reid might retire. It wouldn't surprise me.
The Falcons, not the Chiefs. Okay.
Yeah.
I got that wrong.
There was talks that the Andy Reid would retire and then Bill Belichick would go to the Chiefs. That was a rumor at the time, but Andy Reid did not retire, so he's stuck out with the Chiefs.
Did you see where he's quit the college? Coaching the college?
He quit coaching college?
Yep. After the last game, he said that they deserved better and he was quitting.
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, a lot of people had high hopes for Belichick going into this year. He has not done well. I think the only teams they beat have been unranked teams. And also, I think her name is Jordan, his girlfriend. I don't know if she's been causing any problems as of late, but I know that she got banned and then like immediately unbanned from UNC's like athletics. They're like training facilities, I guess you want to call it that.
Yeah, I heard him talking about it, but he said he was quitting that, giving that up. But you don't know if he's doing that because they was going to release him anyway. So I don't know. But it surprises me he didn't do well in college.
Well, college really is a whole different kind of game, especially because in the NFL, like you can compete with anybody. I mean, like. The Browns, I mean, I guess have 2 wins, but they beat the Packers, and then that was, nobody saw that coming. But college, the same teams are good every year in college. It's hard to rebuild a college program because the best teams get the best players. I had faith in Bill Belichick because, I mean, I figured this year was going to be rough. It was going to be a learning curve. I didn't think he was going to quit. I guess I could have seen him getting fired. Like I said, I mean, they hadn't won any against any ranked teams. So,
I think if that was the case, I think they did it a little premature. I mean,
I agree.
You can't expect the man to walk in there and just hand you an undefeated season, you know?
I think that they should have probably waited to, because, I mean, if he brought in a good recruiting, I mean, because, like, I'm sure there's some high school kids out there that are like, I want to play for Bill Belichick. I'm like, it wouldn't surprise, I mean, he's, like, one of the winningest coaches of all time.
Yeah, but if they came to him and now came there on account of Bill Belichick, you know, he couldn't have had that much time to recruit.
No, I don't. I don't think he. I mean, he was only there. I mean, this was the first year, so he was running on somebody else's team last year, pretty much.
Right,
I mean, he might have drew in some freshmen, but didn't really have any recruiting time. I don't think. So
if
I mean,
he drew in the freshmen, they might go ahead and leave because that's the reason why they wanted to come there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that was a good move for UNC. I'm sure that they're going to get a college coach, and then the college coach is going to do better than Belichick, but that's just because I think Belichick had a learning curve, and you didn't give Belichick a chance to really build the team he wanted. So.
Right. You know, that's what I think, but it don't always happen the way we think it should.
Well, no, I mean, I thought Urban Meyer was going to be a good coach in the NFL, and then he got hit with fines, like three times, and then there was he got caught in a bar getting a lap dance from some girl that was not his wife, and that fell apart for him in like 4 weeks.
I really thought he would go there and do good, but that didn't pan out.
No, it did not.
He didn't have a whole lot of time. How long did he last in the NFL?
I think he didn't even make it through one season. I think he made it through 4 weeks.
Right. Well, see, he wasn't given much time either, but I think he kind of caused his own demise there.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, I mean, he shouldn't have.
But they're only human. I don't see why sometimes stuff like that hurts you so bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get it, but I mean, it's a, you know, I mean, football teams are billion dollar teams. I mean, they don't want to take the chance on somebody who's got to have a learning curve when they could just get somebody who's, you know, proven.
Or the team knows that the coach has been involved in that, and they turn away from the team or quit buying merch. You know, so that was probably their thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good look for the team. It was definitely an unprofessional move by Urban Meyer.
So what are you going to talk about after this?
Well, I'm getting ready to, I was actually getting ready to break into, I wanted to mention again that the Halloween that we did earlier today, we was brought to us by, or paid for by the Industrial Channel. They bought the candy. But I was getting ready to talk about the shutdown, I guess, and then, you know, the filibuster and that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I'll listen to you. Maybe I'll give you a call back.
All righty. Sounds good.
Okay. Later.
Later. All right. Well, so, yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm just getting ready to talk about the filibuster. It is now day 31 of the 30, I guess it depends on how you want to look at it, because it started on the 1st. Day 31 of the government shutdown. I think they've voted on the bill 13 times, if I recall correctly, and obviously they have failed. There are two bills going, neither of which has been changed since the first vote. There has been a little bit of crossover, but it hasn't panned out. We had this conversation earlier, and now I didn't phrase it very well. I'm not saying that they should abandon healthcare. It's more so that I guess if they think that Donald Trump and the Republicans are going to fold due to the loss of SNAP benefits, then I guess they're taking a gamble and that their bill is going to get passed because healthcare is going to get fully funded because the Republicans are going to fold, I guess, is their thought process. But I would think that if you wanted to be certain, and the Republicans would have wanted to be certain, I'm sure that you could just dial, like I mentioned earlier, if you wanted 100% of Medicare, Medicaid, you know, that kind of thing funded, and obviously the Republicans, because they have said no. I mean, dial it back to like 75%, and I'm sure you could get four or five. Democrats to flip. I'm sure that would work. I mean, you need a handful. It would be significantly easier for the Republicans to make a deal, as they're the majority, but there's just less crossover needed. They could always, like I said, change the parameters of the bill. I don't think that putting the same bill forward time and time again is going to do anything, as it hasn't done anything yet. Mike Johnson has sent home the House. So I don't know how you're supposed to vote on a funding bill if the House isn't there. I think that's a valid point. But the Senate's still there, and I think they're still, trying to work out the whole plan. So I don't necessarily know what's going to happen there. But I think that the loss of the SNAP benefits tomorrow is going to be rather interesting. I think that that's going to, depending on how that goes, I think it's going to determine how quick the government shutdown ends. It really just depends on who takes the blame, I suppose. I think personally that the Republicans are probably more to blame, just because, like I said, I mean, they're the majority party. They need less crossover. They could do something, I'm sure, to pull four people to their side. I think it's four. I'm sure that, like I said, I'm sure the Democrats could do the same thing. I don't know exactly what it would look like, but there's just been no compromise as far as the shutdown goes. And also, why does Congress get paid? I guess I've known it. It's just as we're going into day 31 here. I think Congress is just, I think that none of them should get paid. I don't think Donald Trump is pulling a paycheck, but I think the president does get paid. So, he's not getting paid because, like I said, I don't think he took the pay. But Congress and the House are getting paid, and I think they'd be a lot more apt to get the bill worked out if, they were also not being paid. It's awfully interesting that they expect federal employees to work without getting paid. I guess not getting paid. I mean, it'll be back pay, is my understanding. I guess a month of back pay is probably going to be nice. It's going to be one big lump sum, but I mean, I don't know how you go about, living in the meantime. I mean, you don't have a pay. I don't know how you put gas in your car to get to work. So, it's interesting. I think that the Republicans could, I don't think it's entirely on them, as the Democrats could also compromise, and they have made no attempt to compromise. It depends on how you want to look at it. I mean, they put forward a bill that gives the Republicans everything that they wanted except the healthcare cuts, and but that bill hasn't changed. They put that bill forward and it failed, obviously, and then the Republicans put forward basically the same bill except, no health care. So I'm sure that, I mean, you could do something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, how can they compromise? Mike Johnson sent them all home for a month.
He's
been sitting at home for all month.
I mentioned that. It's hard to, but the Senate's still there. I'm sure the Senate could come to a compromise, and then Mike Johnson could bring everybody back, and then get
that's
it.
That's the House.
Do what?
Mike Johnson's in the House.
Yeah, but, he sent everybody home, so
Mike Johnson's got him in trouble, and the judge has ordered him, giving him so many days to sign in that new person, lady, I think it's from Arizona or someplace out there, that he's been refusing to sign her in, and that's not right. He signed in two other Republicans earlier when there was nobody there in the House. You know, no Democrats, no Republicans, nobody there. He signed in two Republicans earlier.
Well, why do you think he hasn't signed, why do you think he hasn't, I guess, sworn in this one?
Well, the way they are speculating is that when she gets signed in, she will be the deciding vote on releasing the Epstein files. And they don't want the Democrats to have the deciding vote.
So what?
Well, there's Republicans voting for it, too. But, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know. And if once she gets in there, her vote will give them, I don't know how much majority they need in that situation, but she can vote on it. Releasing Epstein files, and that's it. So Trump doesn't want her in there.
So, but what is? I mean, I guess you're stalling it. I mean, you stalled it for a month at this point. I mean, kudos, I guess, if that's the game plan. But I mean, at some point, it's inevitably going to happen. I don't see what the benefit of stalling it is.
He's saying that it was going to happen after the Democrats come to their senses and pass that big, ugly bill. You know, that's what he kept saying, but do you think he was really going to swear in then either? Or just keep putting it off and excuses?
Well, I mean, I figure at some point they're going to be... I mean, I guess I don't know that anything... I mean, because, yeah, I mean, the courts can only, you know, make an order if nobody's going to enforce it. But, I mean, I'm sure at some point they'd be legally obligated to via the courts.
With this administration, Matt, they don't go by judges' decisions. Any other president we've ever had, you know, lately, you know, in the last 50 years or 100 years, if the judge decreed that, they would automatically follow it. But when the judge decrees things to Trump and the Republicans, they don't follow it. That judge, there was a guy going to El Salvador, and he was on the plane heading there. And her family got a hold of a judge, luckily, in time, but not before he got on the plane. And she told Trump to turn the plane around and get him off of there. And he didn't turn it around. And then after he was there in El Salvador, he said, there's nothing I can do about it. Kept going on about that. And the judge said, you will do something about it and get him back here. Well, he then finally got the guy back. But here's another thing, Matt. Do you know what's happening to those people over there?
Well, I mean, not specifically.
Okay, you know, Scott says that the reason why you can't say Trump is Hitler or like because of the Holocaust. Well, I'm sure that country is not taking those people we're sending over there and putting big screen TVs up for them, and having the beer flowing, and feeding them T-bone steaks.
Well, I mean, no, I mean they're being deported to prisons. I don't know. I guess what the treatment in the prisons is like. I mean, you know.
Well, our prisons used to be, you had to work. You get out there in a chain gang, buddy, and you work. Well, what do you think? How are those people? You think El Salvador is just going to waste all that money on those people for nothing?
Well, I mean, I could, by the same logic, I mean,
we don't... in their custody. We don't know that. We don't know nothing what's going on with them. And I think it's high time the Senate and House you know, finds out, do something about it and find out what's happening to those people.
Well, I mean, I think the AP, or I don't know if it was the AP, I'm pretty sure some journalists, plural, maybe, have gone to, well, I think he is transported back to the U.S. now, but before he was transported, I think they had journalists go down there, because they had pictures of him, and, he, you know, he seemed healthy, and there was no, like, you know, immediate signs of abuse.
Yeah, but he got the pictures only once they wanted him to see. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard how they're doing, and I haven't heard anybody knows how they're doing. I haven't heard of that journalist going down there, but...
Well, I mean, again, I mean, I don't know... Like I said, I don't know what it's like in the prisons, but, I mean, I'm sure that... I mean, some of them are working, but, I mean, that's... A prison system is inherently... I mean, you... I mean, I guess privatized systems make money, but that's because the government pays them to care for the prisoners, and then they cut corners.
But that's,
I mean,
only here. A lot of foreign countries don't even do right about their own citizens, let alone these people coming in there that aren't citizens of their place. I mean, they don't. They have to be getting some kind of compensation for them. Because they're just not going to house them and feed them and everything, give them medical care and everything like that.
Well, I'm sure there was some, because, I mean, Trump had to make a deal with, you know, those countries to transport those people there. So, I mean, I'm sure they're getting something out of it.
Well, maybe we're paying them to keep them. I haven't heard anything about that, but if you find out something about that, let us know on the radio.
Well, I mean, I can look into it, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Alright, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the treatment of the immigrants has been like that have been deported, but I think his name is Emmanuel Garcia is the one that was deported. But yeah, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he was the one. I know his last name was Garcia. I'm pretty sure he was the one that got deported wrongly. So yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, should Mike Johnson get call up all the members of the House and get them all back together. I'm sure some compromise could be made. It just seems like they don't want to compromise. Also, I have heard the whole theory that the whole reason that the government they have the government shut down is to stall the release of the Epstein files. But I'm not really sure, or Epstein list, I think that's how people refer to it. But I'm not really sure what shutting down the government does. I mean, like I said, I mean, if that is the plan, I mean, they've postponed the release for a month or so now. But, I mean, eventually, the judge, I do believe, it's a judge, is going to be sworn in. I mean, I mean, unless they somehow find a way to just postpone that forever. And then, I mean, the vote's going to happen. So, I mean, I don't know what they're doing in the meantime, unless they're, like, spending all this time, like, you know, going through and marking, you know, redacting things. I don't really know what good this does to post. I mean, you're just postponing it. It doesn't do anything. And, I mean, as a matter of fact, I'd argue that if that is the plan, they're doing themselves a disservice. I mean, Trump has the ability. I mean, I'm sure there's emergency funds, and I'm sure Trump has the ability to fund SNAP. He just chose not to. I mean, he's got the power of the purse strings right now because the government shut down. So it's in my eyes at least hard to pin it on the Democrats as far as the whole SNAP thing goes. But I mean, like I said, I think it does them a disservice because I mean, I would assume that the Republicans are going to take more backlash for this. I mean, they're the party in power. The president's a Republican. So, I assume they're going to take the heat. That's usually how it works. The party and the majority takes the heat. So, I mean, if the whole thing was to postpone the Epstein list, I think all you've done is I mean, you've postponed it, I guess. You got that done. But, I mean, I think you've hurt yourself in the long run, I would assume. Or at least you would think. But I don't know, it's a different kind of time now, I suppose. But yeah, also, speaking of the filibuster, the whole, you know, the vote to the shutdown, Trump has said that the Republicans should vote to shut down the filibuster, kill the filibuster. I was, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was unaware that they could vote to shut down a filibuster. I thought that the filibuster was, you know, a whole strategy. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a good idea to vote to shut down the filibuster. I think this sets a bad precedent, but I didn't know you could. So, I mean, I guess if they really wanted to, I get the they being the Republicans, if they really wanted to push that bill through, they could get it done, and they could probably, I mean, they could get a lot done with that option. But again, I don't believe that's the best way to go about it. Here we go. I found the quote. Trump said, "It is now time for the Republicans to play their Trump card and go for what is called the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster and get rid of it now," he wrote in a pair of late-night social media posts on Thursday. Well, now we are in power, and if we did what we should be doing, it would immediately end this ridiculous country-destroying shutdown. So, I mean, I don't think shutting down the filibuster is a great idea. I mean, I think the filibuster is pretty useful. I think that if you go doing that, everybody else is just going to go doing that. But I don't know that they really have the vote. I mean, because I don't think you need a super majority. I think you just need a normal majority, simple majority, to kill the filibuster, which is why if they wanted to, they could. But I don't know that you would get enough people to vote in favor of the killing of the filibuster. Sorry, I was reading this. I can't think of his first name. Oh, John Thune. There we go. John. Okay, sorry. I was trying to figure out what RSD stood for. I'm just slow sometimes. I assume Republican out of South Dakota promised shortly after the 2024 election that the legislative filibuster would remain unchanged on his watch. And a spokesperson said, for Thune, said that Thune's position of importance, or Leader Thune's position of importance, Leader Thune's position on the importance of the legislative filibuster is unchanged. So, I mean, he apparently feels, I mean, the Republican Senate leader apparently feels that the filibuster is important to, you know, maintain. So, I mean, if the Republican leader is saying that, I don't know that Trump got the votes to kill the filibuster, which is a good thing. I mean, I think it, like I said, sets a bad precedent, which a lot of, you know, American law is based on precedent. So, glad that that's the way it is. But yeah, also, as of, I don't know when exactly this was said, but I had heard on the show tonight that, Gavin Newsom said that California would not have a fair election, and that, I think he called it a Putin election, and that, Donald Trump is sending election monitors to California. Now, I don't know exactly what election monitors do. I was under the impression it was a machine earlier. Apparently, he is sending people to, I guess, oversee the election, which is probably a bad thing. I mean, I don't see how it's a good thing. I mean, we don't do that. So, I mean, I don't know how he's going to... I'm sure he's going to try to do something to rationalize it. But I think it's interesting nonetheless. I mean, I... you know? I don't even know what to say about that one. I think that should it come to be that the elections were rigged, I guess if you want to call it that. I think there'd be quite a bit of civil unrest. I was going to say I think there might be a civil war, but that's a bit dramatic. Personally, I think that's probably a bit dramatic. I think there'll be a lot of civil unrest if it came out that it was rigged, but I don't know that you would know that it was rigged. Otherwise, it's not rigged very well. You know, that's kind of how that works. But yeah, so I think Gavin Newsom, by the way, is going to run for president. He's been doing an awful lot of press and whatnot. I think he's got his own podcast now. He's been going on a lot of other podcasts. And he's been saying things that just aren't characteristic for Gavin Newsom. He's been playing a little too moderate, which tends to not be Gavin Newsom a lot of the time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, election monitors, when they count your ballot, there has to be a Republican and there has to be a Democrat there. So they know that ballot was actually counted for what it was supposed to be counted. If there was just a Democrat or just a Republican, you know, they could pick up a ballot and
so,
instead of being a Republican, they say, oh, that's a Democrat.
Is that what's happening?
No, but that's what election monitors are for.
So, he's only sending one election monitor? Or, like, two Republicans?
Well, no, because there's several counties that are counting the
ballots. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, per...
I don't know how many he'll end up sending, but, you know, when the ballots are counted, each place that counts the ballots, there has to be a Republican and a Democrat.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that that's their job title, but, I mean, we have, like, the Board of Elections, I mean, they're board, I guess, I don't know what to call it, per se.
Well, you have election workers, and they help you, you know, get your right ballot, you know, if you don't know what precinct you vote in, you know.
The people,
but the monitors monitor the ballots being counted.
Well, I mean,
now, when they're electronic ballots, they print out a sheet, too. So they can watch, you know, which ones are getting counted for this, which ones getting counted for that. There's no paper ballot, you know, here in Marion or in Ohio, but just like that thing in Florida, you know, with those hanging chads, you know, the Republican, oh, it's not hanging enough, and the Democrats saying, oh, no, it's hanging too much, you know. That's what the monitors are for. So he wants to stack his deck. If the Democrat don't speak up, he'll get by with it. That's doing the monitoring for the Democrats. And sometimes you get people that won't speak up for nothing. They won't even speak up for their own selves.
So you think he's just going to send, like, loyalists?
Well, yeah. He wouldn't be sending them if they weren't loyalists. Anybody who works for Trump has to be for Trump and not the Constitution.
Well,
I mean... You know that from... You know, the way he's been on the first and second term. How he keeps replacing people. Heck, in the first term, there was an astronomical number of people that would quit working for him, and he'd have to hire new people. He hired that General Kelly or whatever his name was, and then... You know, when he gets tired of that one, they're not telling him what he wants to hear, he gets rid of them.
Well, I mean, I guess that's true to some extent, but I mean, like, I mean, I guess people who, like, directly work for him, but I mean, like we just went through, John Thune's, I mean, you know, he thinks that the filibuster's important to keep, and he's the Republican, leader of the House, and,
Well, he's looking down the path to future.
And Marjorie
Trump
Taylor Greene also.
Because it can affect him right now, but the Republican that is not right with it, he's looking down after, if we ever have a time without Trump, if he don't somehow stack the deck and get a, you know, bell run again, I mean.
Do you think they'll be able to make that happen?
Oh, I don't think it'll be right if it happens.
Well, do you think they'll be able to make it happen?
No. I think there'll be too many Republicans and Democrats both that see that there's good points to the filibuster. If there wasn't no filibuster, Trump's big, beautiful bill would already went through and people would already be definitely losing their health benefits. Might not be losing their SNAP benefits, but that's only happening because they don't get back here, you know, and vote on it. And Trump has, I think it was like $5 billion in a kitty that's purposely to cover times like this. But he ain't going to use it, he says.
So how do you think this plays out? Do you think that the Republicans end up folding and then they vote to fully fund health care? Do you think that there's a compromise made?
Well, more likely there's going to be some compromise, but I think all the Republicans know that this has gone on too long, and people's blaming it on the Republicans, and if they ever want to have an office again, I mean, this could be held against them personally. You know?
Well, I mean, I think that, yeah, I mean, I think that it's probably partially the reason why DeWine, I mean, I think that DeWine, I think DeWine is probably, you know, a public servant. I mean, I think that he probably funded the, not entirely, by the way. I don't.
Food banks, and then he set some aside that supposedly people's going to give, but
yeah,
we don't know how it's going to be distributed yet.
I mean, I don't think DeWine, I mean, he might run for something, but I don't think DeWine has any, you know, I mean, he's not running for governor again. I mean, I think he probably did it one because I think he did want to, you know, keep people who need it, I guess, fed, I suppose.
Yeah, I think he wants to run for House or Senate. You know, I think that's his goal. It's not more. You know, those guys don't work that hard.
Do you think DeWine could win a Senate spot or a House spot?
Well, he's got that name recognition.
Yeah,
he's
but
won
I think
almost every election he's ever been in.
Yeah, but do you think that the First Energy thing's going to hang over his head at all?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it very well could, you know. He kept quiet on it. He didn't, you know, do anything about it. So.
Well, I mean, I think DeWine probably wants to run for something. I mean, he's been in politics his entire life. I don't see him just exiting now. But I don't know. I mean, the only way to go is up, I guess, at this point. He's been in every office in the state.
Yep. I don't think it's going to hurt him too bad because people are going to forget about it.
Well, I mean,
pretty soon they'll say, First Energy what?
I don't know. I could just be different. I certainly haven't forgotten. And that's why I'm not a fan of Husted. I haven't forgotten. I don't like Husted either.
No. I don't know too much about Tim Ryan, but.
Well, Tim Ryan, I mean.
About Amy, a little bit of what he said is right, but I think Amy's really doing good in the polls.
Well, I mean, I think Amy Acton's doing well, yeah. But I mean, Tim Ryan. I don't know exactly how long, but he was in the he was a state rep for I think 15 years or something like that.
Did he get out because he lost his
I think he
election or
yes,
just
he ran.
Retire?
He ran against J.D. Vance for the Senate seat, and then J.D. Vance beat him, and that's how he ended up out of politics at the given moment.
Well, that was sad when J.D. Vance, but at least he's in the national politics now. We don't have to worry about him. But if Donald Trump ever croaks,
well,
then we get him.
I wouldn't say that we don't have to worry. I mean, I think that J.D. Vance is probably running for president when Donald Trump's term is over. I don't think he's going to get very far personally. I don't think J.D. Vance is a very popular guy as of currently.
You know, I've seen on YouTube, now I can't say this is factual, but they got where his wife is wanting a divorce. And that J.D. Vance is seeing Charlie Kirk's widow.
I don't know that that's true.
I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I do know it's been reported, and even on View, that his wife, you know, has been wanting a divorce. But I don't know if it's true he's going, that he's with Charlie Kirk's widow. I don't know. Charlie Kirk's widow is pretty, heck of a lot prettier than his wife. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't, I mean, I guess.
I don't think she likes how J.D. and Trump is treating all these people of color, because she's a person of color. I don't think she likes that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's still with him. I mean, they haven't gotten divorced yet.
No, not yet, but I heard she's wanting a divorce.
Now, I've heard the divorce rumors, but I haven't heard anything about, you
Charlie
know.
Charlie Kirk's widow?
Yeah.
I just heard about that today. I was talking to Scott earlier about that, and he hasn't heard anything about it. He said he don't think it's true. I don't know, but we'll probably find out here before long if it's true.
Now, I think he did get in, speaking of, I think J.D. Vance got in, some trouble because he made some comments about how he, I don't know if he said, I'm trying to see if I can't find the actual comment here, but I think he got in trouble for saying something along the lines of that his wife was going to go to hell because she wasn't a Christian.
That's enough to, I'm sure she, you know, likes her religion, whatever it is. I'm sure that didn't go over good with her husband saying that. I mean, would you say that to your wife if you had a wife from a different country and she was Muslim or Hindu or and had dark skin? Would you say that to your wife? Knowing how that could offend her? I don't know. If I was with a woman that I extremely loved and didn't want her to leave me, I wouldn't make no comment like that.
Whoa! It was apparently in a social media post, but I can't find the social media post, but I found quotes, but they don't... It's not that.
What'd you find out?
I mean, it just says, I mean, the quote that I found is, I guess I was told by one of my friends, but, so I found a quote, and I guess it does, I mean, I'll read the quote for you. Yes, my wife did not grow up Christian. I think it's fair to say that she grew up in a Hindu family, but not a particularly religious family in either direction. Vance replied before stating that the two were both agnostic or an atheist when they met. Everybody has to come to their own arrangement here. The way we've come to our arrangement is she's my best friend and we talk to each other about this stuff. So we decided to raise our kids Christian. That's the way we have come to our arrangement.
Yeah, we don't know if that's true either.
She said that he said that Usha comes to church with him on most Sundays, and that he do I hope eventually that she is somehow moved by the same thing that I was moved by in church? Yeah, I do wish that, because I believe in the Christian gospel, and I eventually hope my wife comes to see it the same way.
Well, he ain't following the Christian philosophy much, the way they've been acting. Does the Christian philosophy, are they for making it so nobody can afford health care insurance? Is that a Christian? Is a Christian philosophy to let people suffer and go hungry? When there's that, they could really do something about it now. Trump has $5 billion in a kitty just for these times, but he's not going to use it.
Well,
that's not Christian values, you know, to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of the times people claim to do something under the name of religion. It's interesting, usually.
Right.
But
so many people try to cover, you know, the way they feel on religion. And that's the problem with the Bible. The Bible was written way after Jesus died, and it was written by a group of people in a way that you can make one verse mean 100 different things. It was not wrote. Do you think lawyers would write a contract the way the Bible reads?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think the law. I mean, the Bible's more of like morals, and the law. Not everything that's immoral is illegal, but most things that are illegal are immoral.
Yeah.
But
the Bible supposedly to the believers in the Bible that this earth was created at the time man, Adam and Eve was, and they was put on it. Now this earth is billions of years older than what they proclaim. So I don't see, there's things like that I just can't believe in the Bible, you know, or the Christian religion, or the Catholic. I was brought up Catholic, you know. There's too Noah's Ark. Has anybody ever? Is there? Can you name anything that's actually in the Bible that actually was true?
Well, I mean, there are a lot. There are a lot of like biblical historians. Like, there are things that are considered true. Like, there was a Jesus of Nazareth, and he was baptized by a man named John the Baptist. Well, he went by John the Baptist, so he was baptized by John the Baptist. And they did find they didn't find the body of Jesus. So, like, I mean, there are like historical things. I mean, I think they even found evidence that, like, you know, the whole Canaanites versus Israelites, I'm pretty sure they even found, like, evidence of, like, you know, that. And that's, you know, way, way back.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you know, the Amish are supposedly, you know, real religious, and their religion, you know, is sacred to them. Well, if you're a Mennonite, this don't really hold true. But if you're a real Amish, if you leave the Amish community, you will be shunned. The bishop will make everybody shun you. If you come back home and your family talks to you and invites you in, then the bishop will get everybody to shun you. Now, is that a religion you can say is great or should be? I mean, that's your child. If he leaves and wants to pursue a career and better himself so he ain't out there milking cows all the time or something like that, you love that person even though he goes against your wishes.
By the way, I would like to say that I looked at the message that my friend sent me, and he said that J.D. Vance seems to think that his wife is going to go to hell. That's what he said. So he did not say that J.D. Vance said it, but I just wanted to make that clear. So he did not say that he actually thought she was going to go. He just talked about how she was not Christian.
Well, not everybody's got to be Christian.
Well, I mean, I agree.
There's good in all religions, but I do find it hard to feel much for the Muslim religion. And a lot of those people, when they come over here, you know, them wearing their toboggans and everything like that, I think you come to a foreign country or, you know, even if you move to a different city, I mean, if they got traditions, it's not quite the way you was brought up in your city's tradition. If you want to live there and get along, I mean, you don't, you know, say anything bad about their, you know, traditions, even if you don't totally agree with it. You know, if you want to be welcomed into the community and you don't want anybody, you know, doing anything to you, I think you're that far away from home, you'd want to, you know, be welcomed in a community like that, but they have their rights that they can do that, and I don't think it should be taken against them, but I do think they ought to start acting American, and I think they ought to learn how to speak English.
Well, I hate to cut the conversation short, we're 6 minutes over now, but I did want to say, America, I guess, is a melting pot. Like, we don't have an official language. We don't have an official religion. We don't have anything like that. The majority of people speak English, but we don't have, like, the official language of the United States isn't English. We don't have an official language. We don't have an official religion, even though most people are Christian.
Right, but the government is supposed to be nonpartisan to any religion, so that's probably why we don't have an official.
Well, the separation of church and state is just to, like, which I personally I feel we've broken. But anyways, the separation of church and state is just you're not supposed to have like a theocracy. The church isn't supposed to be in charge of the state, and you're not supposed to use like state funds for religious purposes. But like,
yeah.
I mean, there are states that like use state funds to provide like busing to like Catholic schools and things like that. Don't think that that's. I think that that's probably against the separation of church and state. But that's, you know, I guess a debated topic. So, you know. But anyways, thank you for calling in.
Okay. See ya.
See ya. Alrighty. Well, we ended up going probably 8 minutes over by the time this is all said and done. But like always, I appreciate everybody for listening. Join us next week, Monday through Friday. We have shows. We're on YouTube. We do the Exchange Club on there. Look up the Exchange Club with Scott Spears. You'll see all of us. And, yeah, be sure to tune in. I appreciate everybody for listening, like I said. And have a wonderful night. Happy Halloween.
And the growth our city is capable of is unlimited. The development.